He is a very young British designer. He's barely out of short pants. And he was invited to show in Paris this season, which is a great honor for any designer and a great honor for him because he's still, as I say, barely beyond 25, as far as I know. So he showed early in the week, and his shows tend to be extremely gothic, very dramatic. And the fact that he was invited to show really proves that Paris, for its reputation of being the epitome of chic and very conservative in terms of style, is actually incredibly avant-garde. And that's why so many Japanese designers, for example, show here, as well as people like John Galliano, who, besides working for a very old traditional company like Dior, is certainly a very eccentric and inventive designer on his own.
Well, his collection this year is based on his trips to Africa. I believe you fashionistas are calling it tribal chic.
I'd rather absent myself from that idea that I call it tribal chic. But his show that we saw on Monday was for Dior. His own show will be on Saturday, and that tends to be more revealing about what he's thinking, because when you work for a big company, as he does for Dior, you have to take much more into account just commercial demands and the history of the house. But yes, designers do have a tendency to show off their recent travels via their collections. So I guess we can say that Galliano has been traveling sort of around the Southern Hemisphere this past season.
Well, I'm going to take all the fun out of this conversation and talk about money, because Dior has reported a 1.54 billion euro profit for the first half of this year. Is fashion being affected by this credit crunch at all?
Well, I think it'll take some time. I mean, the fact is profits get posted a few months after the sales, so we'll see what happens then. And the other thing is the collections that we're seeing now were designed about 8 months ago, at the very least. So they won't necessarily reflect what's happening in the economy. We have to give the designers time for that to make it onto the drawing board. I mean, I think what we'll probably see next season, perhaps the season after, are much safer designs, perhaps like more, you know, plain black and perhaps less tribal chic. But the fact is high fashion has become so expensive for the past few years that the people who can afford to buy these big collections, or at least, you know, buy the clothes, are probably people in the upper echelons of the economic demographic. So they won't be affected so much by the credit crunch. Well, we will see more. It's probably sales and handbags and shoes, the things that those of us who can't really afford the clothes but maybe want a bit of designer action have been buying. I think those are the things that might take a hit.
And just to finish then, is there anything we can look out for, any highlights from the show which we might see in the shops in a few months' time? He says, just wearing jeans here.
Well, the big news seems to be, well, first of all, the big thing is that there's lots of color and bright, fun pieces from the catwalk, which kind of contrasts interestingly to all the black news we're getting in the papers and on TV about the economy. So maybe wearing a bright pink dress will cheer everybody up. Maybe it'll be a bit like fiddling when Rome burns. I don't know. But the other thing is that shoes have been getting increasingly crazy. I mean, we've all seen Victoria Beckham's heelless boots this week. But designers have realized that women tend to spend more on accessories than on clothes, maybe because accessories don't make them feel fat or because they think they'll last longer. So after the past few seasons of it bags, we're now releasing it shoes. So get ready for some painful heels, everybody.